Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Syria's foreign minister says his country is ready to participate in peace talks in Geneva, but without any foreign interference, nearly a week after the United Nations Security Council approved a plan for an international Syrian peace process aimed at ending the civil war. Foreign Minister Walid Mualim commenting to reporters today in Beijing.
Syria ready to participate in the Syrian-Syrian dialogue in Geneva without any foreign interference, and our delegation will be ready as soon as we receive a list of the opposition delegation.
Mualim also said his government hopes the dialogue will be successful in helping Syria establish a national unity government. The foreign minister did not explain what he meant by foreign interference. The UN Security Council yesterday gave unanimous approval to Libya's new unity government. A British-sponsored resolution called on the new Libyan Presidency Council to follow through on plans to form a new government within 30 days and make arrangements for its own security. Matthew Rycroft is the UK's ambassador to the United Nations.
The international community has today declared our united support for the Libyan political agreement that was signed last week in Skhirat in Morocco, and we've spoken with one voice in support of a government of national accord of Libya based in Tripoli, and which the signatories of the agreement pledged to create.
Libya's UN ambassador told the Associated Press he would like to see the United Nations ease the arms embargo against his country so that it can defend itself against Islamic State militants who've now established a presence in the North African country. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces